This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're hanging out this week in John chapter 4. So if you're somewhere where you've got a Bible handy, why don't you get it out and open it up and read along? I think there's hardly anything more beautiful to your spiritual life than having your Bible open in front of you. That's when God reveals himself to you. That's when God speaks to you. That's how he gives you a sense of his leading in your life. That's how he challenges you about issues that need to change in your life. That's how he opens up your eyes to his perspective, his way of looking at the events that you're facing right now in your life. You are so much poorer in life if you don't open your Bible every day. So let's do it right now. John chapter 4, we're hanging out there this week as we talk about this theme, escape from emptiness. And we started off yesterday by reading about this woman who was really feeling emptiness in her life and Jesus' encounter with her that showed how much Jesus cared about her emptiness. I want to pick up today, start reading in verse 7 of John chapter 4. It says, "There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to Jesus, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman?' For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." There was racial tension between those two groups. "Jesus answered and said to her, 'If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.' She said to him, 'Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You're not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?' Jesus answered and said to her, 'You know, everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw.' He said to her, 'Go call your husband and come here.' The woman answered and said, 'I have no husband.' Jesus said to her, 'You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly.'" Well, we often attempt to fill up our own sense of emptiness in our own ways, don't we? But do you know that when you try to fill up your own emptiness and find your own fulfillment in life, your attempts to do that just leave you feeling hollow and helpless? You know, this woman in this encounter with Jesus didn't have to be convinced that she was empty. She knew it all too well. She'd been trying to fill up her emptiness for years through these relationships with men that she thought would give her the love that she needed. She'd been going from one relationship to the next relationship, but finding no relief from her emptiness. What about you? Are there things in your life that you hoped would bring you fulfillment? Things you've allowed to take the place in your life that only God should have? Why don't you take some time right now and ask God's forgiveness for that? Invite him to take the first place in your life. When you do that, you'll find that you are drinking living water that totally satisfies your inner needs. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.